February is supposed to be the month of love, but that doesn't ring true for everyone. It can be very discouraging for those who are single, like me. And even people who are in a relationship with someone, they can experience great disappointment when they're not feeling loved the way they would like to feel loved. But instead of feeling miserable and kicking yourself for feeling the way you do, why not turn things around by adding gratitude into your daily life? So today, let's talk about exactly how to find joy by adding thankfulness daily. Hi, if we've never met before, I'm Diane LaFoon, and I'm here with your Joy Tip of the Week. I help stressed-out women make minor improvements in their lives so they can feel less anxious, more fulfilled, so they're better able to choose joy each day. Gratitude is actually a proven way to improve your overall happiness and mood. On the other hand, focusing on what's lacking in your life can result in feelings of emptiness and disappointment. You don't have to rely on anyone else to bring joy into your life. All you have to do is spend a few minutes each day listing out things that you are grateful for. And all of a sudden, you will feel lighter and happier, and you'll be better able to choose joy. In fact, fulfilled and successful people claim that the practice of gratitude is one of the most powerful ways to change your life. And they are living proof of it. Keeping a gratitude journal is an excellent way to start noticing and counting your blessings. It's simple yet powerful. But there's no need to stop there. There are many ways to add the practice of gratitude into your life so you stay focused on appreciating all the amazing things that you have in your life. Here are a few simple ways to add more feelings of gratitude into your life, starting right now. First, compliment a stranger. How many times have you admired someone's haircut or the top they're wearing, but you haven't complimented them on it? Start doing it. Doesn't it make your day when a stranger gives you a compliment? So start looking for ways to say a kind word to someone you encounter, even if you don't know them. And then let someone ahead of you in line. You've been there. We all have. You take one item to the checkout at the grocery store, and all of the people in front of you have a full shopping cart. It's frustrating. It can be very frustrating, but guess what? Everybody feels that way. So the next time you get the opportunity, let that person behind you that just has one item go in front of you. Next, avoid negative media. Boy, it is rampant today, and it's tough to stay focused on goodness around you when you allow all the negative news in the world to play in front of you constantly. So find positive things to put in front of your face. Positive movies, positive shows, positive podcasts, things that are uplifting and that will make you thankful for the time you spent watching them. Also, cherish the friends that you do have. When was the last time you told one of your friends how much you appreciate their presence in your life? We can take our friends for granted. Not because of anything that they've done. You don't appreciate them just because they're doing something, but for loving and supporting you throughout your journey in life. It doesn't have to be a specific thing. Also, listen deeply. When we listen to someone talk, many times we're rehearsing what we're going to say next in our heads. And notice the times now that you're not actively listening to whoever you're listening to and start practicing paying attention with more intention to the person, even if they're telling you about something that doesn't interest you. That's the hard one. So don't rehearse those replies in your head while you're listening to them. Be very focused and take the time. This is something I'm terrible at, I have to be honest. Take the time to pause and be mindful of your response after you've listened deeply. One of my favorites, go outside and enjoy nature. Most of us don't get out into nature as much as we should. And that's a shame because we miss out on so many wonders around us. We're in the thick of winter here in Michigan, so getting outside can be interesting to say the least, but you can find ways. Take time to go outdoors more. Go to the sledding hill and listen to the kids squeal with delight, or just walk downtown where the sidewalks are plowed. You know, my neighbor across the road a ways has a daycare, and they play outside every morning year-round, and I just love hearing the sounds of laughter and their young voices. It always brings a smile to my face when I hear them outside. Next, practice not complaining. This is tough, too. When you start to notice how often you complain, you'll be amazed. So just pick a day. Take one day a week to pay attention to the time you are complaining and put a stop to it. Instead of complaining, reframe everything to put a positive, grateful spin on it and try to mean it when you do, right? I sure hope these ideas have been helpful for you to start adding more gratitude into your life. Choosing to feel grateful has had a tremendous effect on my day-to-day experience. So I wanted to create a way to make a way for you to focus on what makes you feel thankful as well. I put together a 5-day gratitude challenge. It's a free 5-day challenge called Joy Blossoms Out of Gratitude, and I'm already receiving some terrific feedback from it. In fact, when Mary completed the challenge, she said, "Thank you, Diane. It has been good. Something to review often and see how you're doing with your attitude of gratitude." And then another friend responded and said, "I love this. Sandy said, I have every intention of being more grateful daily. Thank you for sharing your ideas." So to get started with the 5-day gratitude challenge, click the link that I'll provide here. You can choose to receive your daily challenges by text messages if you're in the U.S. or by email. And there's just ideas each day for 5 days in a row of ways that you can be more thankful and practice gratitude. Thanks for watching this Joy Tip of the Week. I'll see you next Tuesday. And please remember to always seek faith, give love, find hope, and choose joy.